Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And let me tell you something. First off, thank you for subscribing. We are almost to 200. We are 15 away.
We're very close.
Thank you for subscribing. Keep subscribing. We did have a request, or I guess it was a question, and I took it upon myself to respond and give an answer. Mm. They asked, can we suggest a cheese?
Oh, I didn't see this.
And I said, sure.
No. What did they say?
But they did say what they wanted to suggest before they suggested it. And I said, sure.
Oh.
And I think you and I should flip a coin for who has to do it. It's like one of us has to. We're not both eating the cheese. Like, we're going to, like, go back and forth with, like, people's names. Like, oh, you get this cheese.
But the creme.
But right now, we were just thinking, like, oh, we'll do, like, a cheddar or an American. Right. Like, we weren't going too hard. They want us to do a Carolina Reaper cheese.
Oh, no.
Or a chocolate-covered cheese.
I would way sooner do the chocolate covered cheese.
I'd much rather do the chocolate
covered cheese. I'm so bad with spice.
Yeah,
you die. I will do spice. I will when it comes time. It has not come time. That is what I say.
The thing is, though, I think there should be a caveat where, well, do it. Mm-hmm. You got to send it to us.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not going out of my way to buy Carolina Reaper cheese. No. Where would I even get that?
That sounds expensive.
I don't know where I would get that cheese. So I'm not going.
I've never even heard of it. That's
but I think we should start soon.
With
the cheese eating.
Oh, we're not going to do it all
so we
one
don't
sitting?
Get backed up. Because here's the thing. I'm worried that people will get very annoyed.
At what?
That we haven't done their cheese yet.
But we aren't at 200.
Well, we're getting to 1,000.
We're doing this to 1,000?
Yes.
I thought we were doing this to
200. No, you know it was to 1,000.
No, I thought we were doing 100 slices.
No.
Okay, how about every 100 we do 100 slices?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We break it up.
Okay. Damn.
Because then, like, people will, because I feel like some people will get very upset if we haven't done their cheese yet. And it's like, we're at like 950, you know?
Yeah, I would.
And that could be like a year.
Well, I'd get bored.
Yeah, right.
I'd get bored. I would be like, where's my cheese?
Right. Are there 5 boxes of cereal up there?
I noticed that too earlier. I'm pretty weirded out.
All the same cereal. Is that Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
You wish. I think.
Is it Special K?
Oh, I gotta know.
I see box tops, so it can't. It's got to be
something sugary.
Okay, yeah,
something sugary.
I don't know. You can't see the side. There's 5 boxes currently sitting on the top of our cabinets.
I thought that was you.
No, it wasn't me. Cool. I don't have the money to. I owe the government $3,000. I can't buy cereal right now.
Do you want to talk about that?
I'm so mad. Sure, let's talk. Sure,
let's,
you know what?
Let's hop
sure.
in.
Sure, I've had a bad day anyway. Fuck the government. Okay, fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking piece of shit families, okay? I'm tired of you. I'm tired. If you have kids, they're pieces of shit. I hope they grow up poor, okay? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it. It's bullshit. Why do I have to pay $3,000? Me, of all people.
You don't have, no, who has $3,000?
Not me.
Oh, by the way.
Not me.
That's how they got Al Capone. That's how they're trying to take you down, too.
They're trying to take me down hard, and they won't get me.
So what?
Not for this.
So this is from bartending?
Yeah, so apparently it's from my low withholding from my last restaurant gig. But the ironic part is, like, I might need to get another job. That's why I need you to subscribe. That's why I need everyone to subscribe, so that we fucking get paid for this shit.
You think about getting another job?
Well, I only have one right now. Really? And this. And music, like, and hobbies and, like, things I want to be doing. But if I get another job, I'm fucked.
You have time for nothing.
I have time for nothing. Because that's what happened when I worked at the brewery. I worked 7 days a week.
That's awful. And then, but here's the thing, is the government next year will ask for $4,000 if you work.
That's the thing.
Job.
It's a vicious cycle. This is where they fucking get. Oh, I hate them so much. I want them to die.
We can kill them. We can kill the president of the United States.
We're going to assess.
We're allowed to say that?
I don't know if we can.
I've heard that's very illegal.
Well, we're not going to.
Well, we don't have to. I think
whoever taxes me, I want to kill them.
Gust of wind coming soon.
I want to kill them. Whoever taxed me.
Mr. IRS.
The IRS. I would like the IRS to die.
Mr. IRA.
Yeah.
What's the IRA?
I don't know.
There's IRS. And there's Roth from Friends.
Is it
Roth from Friends?
Well, because I know IRS is in what is it? In Internal Revenue Service. What is it? What is the I?
Internal.
I know it's revenue service.
Idiosyncratic?
Idiotic is what it is. idiotic revenue service. How about you go fuck yourself, government?
Aaron, I was...
I didn't take AP Gov for this bullshit, okay?
You know, what happened to tax brackets?
Right.
What the fuck?
How about...
I'm worried about you.
Yeah, you should be.
You sent that message, I owe $3,000. And I was like, oh, no.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is he... You got a big weekend coming up, too?
I know. Yeah. This is just bad timing.
It is bad timing.
Bad timing. It's not due till the 18th, but...
Of this month?
Mm-hmm.
That's so soon.
It's so soon.
You know what they say? The best people with money, they say, put your eyes in the ground and don't, like, forget it. Forget that it happened.
Who says that?
The best...
Who, Bezos?
Best people with money. People who always pay their money back.
Yep.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's not a saying, but...
What happens if you don't pay them?
You get arrested, don't you?
For $3,000?
I think eventually you get arrested. I think they're after too many people to, like,
there's no
be
way.
After me.
I feel like it would
hurt me for sure.
Somehow they'd get you.
I think it might take a real big toll on my credit. I don't know what that.
I could see a credit thing, but that shouldn't be credit.
Again,
you didn't take.
We talked
out any
about
money.
This. I think one episode ago. I'm bad with money.
Did we say that?
I'm bad with money.
You must be. If you
well, here's the thing. This is not my fault.
Well, this isn't.
But the fact that I have to pay $3,000 and I can't do that is my fault.
Right. You make
kind of, I guess.
You do make more money than I do.
Yeah. But I mean not a ton.
Not a ton. Not a ton. I'll say how much I make.
I'm not saying how much I make.
Then I won't say it either.
I'm holding out hope. The only reason I'm not having a full mental breakdown is because I'll have my retainers paid off in May.
That's soon.
I've been paying that for 2 years.
Oh my God. How much is your monthly on that?
It's like $80.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot a month.
And then I have like my 200 something from my student loans every month.
You're paying your student loans?
Yeah. My
you took private loans.
Private
didn't
loans.
You?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah. Well, I took both.
Right.
So I hope that never comes back. I hope the feds never make me pay that.
Yeah.
And then what else do I have? What else do I have? Rent, other bills.
Other bills. This feels like if you've seen that guy on TikTok, he
my
goes
storage
through
unit.
He goes through people's like expenses for their month.
Oh, really?
And he's like, "What is this? Why are you paying this?" And they go, "Well, because someone told me to." He's like, "Don't stop. Why are you doing that?"
Mm.
It's funny because he's very mean to them, and they go, "Well." And he goes, "You sound like a baby. You gotta shut up."
Yeah.
No, Aaron, I wish we could do that for you, but I don't think any of that sounds ridiculous. Your teeth are straight. I'm happy for you.
But I'm very happy to be done with that payment very soon.
That'll be really
well, because here's the thing. I was going to just pay it off, but now I can't.
Yeah.
Now I got to wait. I just got to do it monthly.
Yep.
So anyway, long story short, one, fuck the government. Okay. Two, subscribe. Three,
cheese.
I'll eat cheese. Yeah.
We will eat cheese.
I will eat cheese and I will hopefully protect myself from the government as I protected myself from a homeless man.
So in this, what?
I was attacked by a homeless man. I wasn't attacked. I was swung at.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
What happened?
I'm not fine. I'm really distraught.
What did you do to provoke him?
I didn't do anything. So I'm walking down the street, okay? Walking down the street, there's this homeless man standing outside of Maria Hernandez Park. And I get there, and this guy is, he's looking at me, right? He's looking at me my whole entire walk down the sidewalk.
He's giving you a stink.
Other people around, he's looking at me. And I'm trying to avoid eye contact. No.
Okay.
I'm trying to avoid eye contact. I'm trying to like not focus on him at all. I'm walking by. And I'm turning the corner. And as I turn the corner, he tries to punch me, right? He tries to 1-2 me. He throws 1-2.
He does two?
He goes 1-2, but the two was bigger. He goes like jab, uppercut. He misses both, obviously, because he's a homeless man and he has no coordination in his body. He's very malnourished.
Yeah.
And so I am like, I just like kind of move my body out of the way and just.
You dodged.
I avoid it. I didn't even look at him the whole time. I turned my body, dodged, and I kept walking.
Dude, you stunted on this guy.
And I didn't look back until halfway down the road. Halfway down the road, I looked back just to make sure he wasn't following me or anything. But he wasn't. I think he might have swung at other people throughout the day. I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be very surprised to find out you were the first.
I definitely, there's no way I was.
I'd be more surprised to find out you were the last. I think he's a serial air puncher.
I think he was going to keep punching until he got somebody.
Hey, if you miss once, keep trying, right?
Yeah, yeah. But also, like, I did the best thing I could in that scenario because if you fight a homeless man, it's a lose-lose situation. You know why? Because either you win and you're a piece of shit that beat up a homeless man, or you lose and a homeless man beat you up. That's a lose-lose situation. Dude, you cannot win.
I don't think either of us could beat a homeless person in a fight.
No, I think they would kill you. I think
they would just kill us.
They'll bite. They'll poop.
I think they'd squeeze our nards.
Yeah, they would do that. I'm the most afraid of possibly getting pooped on.
Well, you think they'd mid-fight poop?
I do.
I think they would mid-fight poop.
I think either...
Is this projectile or are they holding us down? And doing it like beef stew?
I think it's beef stew.
We're talking beef stew.
You think their poops are solid? You think homeless people's poops are solid? They are not.
No. Oh, God. We're getting this.
Yeah, it's all water.
That's not a golden shower. That's an amber shower.
It's bad. Maybe. It's bad. It's like a red ale.
Oh. It's tart. It tastes tart. It's sour. That's actually where they get the sour shit for gummy worms.
Yeah, it would be bad. But you can't win. That's a lose-lose situation.
But you dodged like Spider-Man. You did the Spider-Man.
I knew something was coming. He was looking at me far too long. I knew he was like at least going to say something to me, but he didn't even say anything. He just swung. No. And he might have said something to me as I passed, but I was
like, earbuds in?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he thought he could get you.
He didn't.
He thought you weren't listening.
Which is strange because we locked eyes at one point when I was walking. So he knew I was coming toward him. I don't know.
Maybe he took that as an agreement.
For his sake, I hope he got somebody. And I'm glad it wasn't.
God, I hope he punched somebody.
I hope he got someone.
I hope
that probably made his day better, and maybe he'll stop doing it. Maybe that was his goal.
Right.
Set out to punch somebody, and he got someone, and then now it's his time to, you know,
stop punching
to relax. Maybe he's going to get a job now. I don't know.
That's the key. It was line up. Everybody line up on
the
corner of 5th and 7th.
Beat the shit out of you.
I don't even know that's possible. I don't think those two streets touch. And we'll let some homeless people punch you.
Yeah, well,
and we will cure homelessness with being punched.
I think we could cure it easily with one swift punch. Or
I say cure, it's not a disease.
I was talking to someone, and actually this was very funny. They said that we should do a homeless person fight club.
Oh.
Which was a horrible thing to say.
Oh, man.
Horrible thing to say. But it would be hilarious at the same time. To watch the homeless people. They already fight each other anyway.
Yeah.
Put them in a ring. Have it be safe.
Somebody's there to take care of them.
Yes. We do UFC style.
Do they sign up for this, or is this forced?
I don't know. We didn't get that far. I hope they sign up. I'm going to say sign up.
Okay. This better be consensual.
They sign up. They sign up.
So this is like an extracurricular activity.
It's an after school activity
for the homeless.
Yeah. Oh, I was walking past the school today, the school right over there, and their doors were just open in the morning, and like you could just like open to the gym. I saw people in there like playing basketball. I was like, can you just use the school?
I think so. I think there that's an invitation.
I think it was an invitation for a mustached man to go in there
for a tall,
hello, kid,
mustached man. I think they'd really like that. They would go, oh, we've been looking for a basketball coach.
I know for a fact I would
you
go
look
in
just
there.
Like one.
Those kids would school the fuck out of me.
You'd be fucked.
They would kill me in that game. If I went one-on-one, they'd cross me up. I'd break my ankles thrice. It'd be bad. It'd be really bad.
Well, and that's the thing is, I think that you have that coming. You have that coming.
I'm clearly on a downward slope right now. It's not
I think
good.
That'd be a beautiful end to your... to your
my misery,
to the spiral.
I don't know if that's the end.
You stumble into the school.
I'm just holding out for a week from today. Holding out for Lord of the Rings. That's all I'm doing.
I want it bad. We're seeing Lord of the Rings in theaters, the third one, extended edition.
Yep.
4.5 hours. I'm taking off work to see this movie. I'm terribly excited.
I'm so excited. I'm going to eat so much popcorn.
I'm getting the big ass one.
I'm getting one for myself.
Dude, I'm bringing a... We're not sharing.
I'm doing
popcorn. Do not share popcorn.
No, never share popcorn with me ever. Don't touch my popcorn. I'm going to do popcorn tongue.
Good for you.
It's the best. You know what? Well, here's the thing. I get butter all over my hands. It's disgusting. I don't want butter all over my hands. And then how am I going to touch your face? You know what I mean? So like, if I don't have butter on my hands, I'm free to do more activities with my hands during the movie. So right. I'm going all mouth, freedom. All tongue.
Yep. What about once you start getting like halfway in?
Well, that's when you do the old toss and grab. And you see what gets in your mouth.
Oh, that's a fun game.
I love
the people behind you love this.
They love. They truly do.
So do the ushers. The ushers get really into it because they'll be coming down with their like dim ass flashlights, all flaccid and shit.
If anyone comes through that theater with a flashlight, we should all boo them.
I will homeless man swing at them.
Imagine they come in during a huge battle scene. I'm gonna be like, get the fuck out of here. Don't talk to me or my son ever again. I'm watching Lord of the Rings.
Aragorn, get him. Get him. Legolas, shoot him with bow and arrow. Go, go. Is that how they do
that? Is that Power Rangers?
No, that's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. That's how J.R.R. Tolkien envisioned it. That was his vision. That's why he doesn't like the new ones.
You know, it's funny. Orlando Bloom was obviously like that was his first role, but he chose to do Lord of the Rings over Power Rangers.
Is that true?
No.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Not true.
Yeah, so I heard that he was going to play the green one. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Bartholomew?
Jason. No, that's the red one.
Jason?
Mm-hmm. Jason is the red one. The original red one is Jason. Then there's Billy, the blue one. Zach is the black one.
What do you mean by that?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
How could they do that?
The Black Ranger was black.
How could they do that?
Then there's Kimberly is the pink one. And I don't remember the yellow one's name. And I don't remember the green one's name. But he recently died.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, R.I.P. But that means it's open for Orlando Bloom to take, so he can
Right back in. It's about time. Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm gonna sneak in a case of you can get a whole case.
I'm gonna bring in a
White
flask.
Castle. Yeah, you want to do flask?
Let's
flask. Yeah,
let's do flask.
Absolutely. What are we? Yeah. Piss.
Yep.
Piss water. Mm-hmm. I'd love that.
Yellow snow.
Yellow snow is good. Absolutely.
Every time I bring up yellow snow, your face lights up.
I get so excited.
You get so excited because it's your invention.
It's my invention, and I got way too wasted on that on New Year's Eve.
That's fun though.
That's good. On me that nobody else likes it, and I had to drink it.
Yeah. It's not entirely your fault.
I made it.
Some people die, but you lived. Is that all that matters?
Yes. Absolutely.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron. Yeah, hit me. I need to admit something to you.
Oh, no. What'd you do? Is this going to make me more mad?
This is going to make you feel embarrassed.
Oh.
For me.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah. No, I'm used to that now. For you, at least.
I got caught hanging brain out the window.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
And the guy kept...
Which window?
My window.
Okay.
No, not in your room, thank God.
It's happened before.
Yes. Pull my underwear down. Guy across the street.
No.
Looking. Won't stop, keeps walking, won't stop looking. We make eye contact and he keeps looking. And then I pull him up and I go, I wave at him. And he goes,
and he runs away.
Fuck, he saw me. I'm like, yeah, I saw you.
He was horny.
I wasn't. That's the most embarrassing part, dude. I was a small little.
You were prairie dogging.
I was prairie dogging hard. I had my fucking turtleneck up. You know what I'm talking about?
He was stunned. I've never seen one that small before. couldn't take his eyes off.
Maybe he was squinting.
He could have been squinting.
I think I see one.
Yeah.
Among the
brush.
Did
he run away?
He started walking faster. But his head snapped as soon as I waved at him. As soon as he realized I saw him.
Did he come back?
Probably.
I
heard a lot of knocks on the door after that.
I want to see if he comes back. We have a camera, right?
Yeah. He wore a scarf.
Red?
No.
White?
Black and brown.
He's freaky.
You know.
Clearly he's freaky. He was staring. I would be like, oh, and I'd just keep walking. Also, why are you looking up into windows? I never do that.
Except
for that one window.
The fuck window.
Yes, the fuck window. But yeah, I never look up.
Never look up.
I never look up in general.
Well, how about stop looking up and continuing to stare?
Right.
Once you realize that I've made a grave mistake and didn't close the...
As a problem. That is a mistake you made.
That is a mistake I made. And I think he doubled down, and that's on him.
Yes, he did. Well, for sure. He was looking hard. But I think this is just a good, lesson for everyone
to
learn.
Experience.
Don't look up.
Don't look up.
Also, you're walking in New York City. You could step and poop at any moment. Like, or anything.
Yeah, honestly.
At any moment. Why are you looking down?
If your eyes aren't on the ground, like, constantly surveying, you're going to step in shit.
You're fucked.
I've done this. I've stepped in shit because I was acting like a lunatic and wanted to look around at the environment.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't ever do that. I also, like, even when I check my phone's here, but I'm looking at the ground. And I'm like,
oh, absolutely.
Quick,
there's so much shit on the ground, by the way.
There's so much poop.
Shit. Like, actual poop.
How? Clean up after your dog.
But then here's the part that gets me the most. Half of them are the bags.
Yeah.
People have already stuck their hand in and grabbed the shit, and they're like, that's good enough. I'm going to leave it right here. What the fuck?
That's the worst
part.
Yes, it is the worst part.
There's 16 million garbage cans along every fucking apartment.
There's so many garbage cans.
Throw it anywhere. Not on the street.
Ugh. I want to be able to take in the scenery.
I
want to be able to stare at the Empire State Building.
I wish.
I can't because I'm too worried about poopy on my shoe.
Poopy on my shoe.
If I get poopy on my shoe one more time, I'm throwing it in Lucas's face.
And if I get poop thrown in my face, I'm going to kill somebody.
The IRS.
I'm going to step outside and I'm going to murder them.
Can it be the IRS?
And I'm going to make sure that they're from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make sure, hey, talking to you.
Right. Specifically, Georgian.
That you are dead.
Mm-hmm. Well done. But yeah, that's... I'm sorry you got caught. Sorry your peen got caught in HD.
How good a term is that, though?
Hanging brain.
Hanging brain.
I do love hanging brain. Great. It's very funny.
Peen in HD. It's
peen
great
is so good.
4K, baby.
I got peen from New Girl. Very funny. But yeah, that's crazy. I'm sorry that happened to you.
It is what it is, man.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
Aaron's
now 28.
Yep, 25. And we're the same age now.
Finally,
man. It's been 10 years.
I have a hard time with younger men.
You've been holding back for me until I reached that age. It's impressive. But yeah. All right.
Oh,
okay. You know how tense I am right now. We went to a bar, and it's right around the corner from us. And I love it there. I don't think I've expressed enough how much I love it.
Really loved it that much?
I really liked it.
It was nice.
And I like specifically loved the booth. You didn't sit in the booth, but
the booth
didn't have like a big back to like have your whole back on. It had just
the
lower.
Back.
And it was actually better back support.
Really?
Yes, it felt amazing. And the guy who was bartending was amazing.
He loved us. He was so nice. He was so nice.
He was conversing with us. He was chill. I spun the wheel. I won a free beer. That was awesome. I mean, technically not free because you have to pay to spin the wheel, but it's only
$1.
But so I got a free beer.
Yeah.
And the reason why I want to bring up this bar. One, they had great food, by the way. Their wings were phenomenal. A bit expensive, but they were
very
good.
Very expensive.
Was the shot ski.
The Shotsky was great. That was
Shotsky was awesome, except for the end. Someone spit out
the whole shot.
Their entire shot. I mean, like, and it was hilarious. He was like, I was afraid he was going to kick us out right there. I'm not going to lie. I was going to, because we weren't that tight yet.
No, we weren't that tight.
We weren't there.
No, and I thought we were untight. I thought we were unwound.
Yeah, and we were so. Building up a good relationship with him. At least, like, we were.
Well, here's the thing. Thank God I didn't pay for that, but he gave us that Shotsky for free.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
That makes me even more mad.
And then we spit it everywhere.
Well, no, one of us did. Three of us did not.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
How do you spit it out?
So a Shotsky.
And also, it wasn't even a big shot. It was like a little tiny cup.
It was like a half shot, yeah.
Oh, my God.
For those who don't know, a Shotsky is a ski that you ski with, and there are four holes drilled into it to put shot glasses. So you almost, four people at once, take a shot. Everybody's got to go at once because it flips up at the same time. Which is phenomenal, by the way. Right. It's an amazing invention, and I don't think we'll ever run out of new ways to get drunk. Never. And I love that.
Yeah.
But
it's America.
That is America. But if you are, what we did was un-American. What they did was un-American.
Yes, yeah. We did perfectly fine.
We did pretty good.
I knew it was going to be a problem. The minute I saw it, and I knew Michael wasn't there. I said, oh, no.
I feel that Michael would have loved
He would have loved it. I felt bad he was caught at work. If you do the shot ski, make sure you're able to take shots. That's my lesson to you.
Slightly
all.
On me.
It's another life lesson of today's Just One Fern. I think today's episode is going to be called Life Lessons.
Yeah. Absolutely. We got a lot in here.
We had a lot of lessons. If you're going to do the shot ski with your friends, make sure you can take the shot. Don't spit it out because, one, it's rude, especially if you're getting it for free.
Yep.
And two, it's embarrassing. So don't do it. Okay. But my birthday was great besides that.
Okay.
Except for my fucking job. Pissed at my job. Anyway, next.
Also pissed at your job. I would, by the way, like, special shout out to that bartender.
Oh, yeah, dude. He was amazing.
All the Jell-O shots also were free.
Yep, all those were free.
Him.
Yeah.
But I went up to him and I was hoping he'd do something funny, but I did the whole, hey, it's my buddy's birthday. What can he do? Can he help me out? Yeah. What and he's like, I don't know. What do you want?
What do you want? I would do the same thing. Like, what?
And I'm like, I don't know. Something. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he reaches back. He grabs like four Jell-O shots. He puts them in my hand. He's like, there you go. I'm like, fuck yeah. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, come here. I'm like, do you want to play the shots game? And I'm like, shots game? He's like, any points at the shot ski? And I went, shots game? How do you play? He's like, what? Bro, you just take the shot. Like, what do you mean?
He was
I'm
so
like, what
done.
Do you mean? He was pissed
I think
at
he
me.
Liked
I thought
how
he didn't like
we
me. Yeah, but yeah, I think he liked that he was, that he felt superior. Yeah.
I loved their wings.
They were so good.
Even though
they were $16 for eight wings.
Horrible deal.
Just by the worst deal for wings I've
really
ever
had.
Really bad. But they were delicious. They were good. They were really good.
They were good. But I'd go back there for like happy hour beer or something. Again, it's right next to us. And we've been talking for a long time about going there.
Yeah, sports bar.
Maybe we should try the other bars right next to us.
No.
That seems like too much.
I don't know.
But that's a contender. We're on the hunt for our bar.
Yeah,
we're trying to find our bar.
There was a place called Little Beavers or Beaver Eat the Beaver.
Where's that?
Big Fat Beaver.
Where was that?
Drippy Beaver. It's right across the street to the right. Then we have another. There's a corner on the right and there's a corner on the left. The corner on the right is Beavers. There's something like that. I don't know.
The
on
Stinky
the left,
Beaver.
The Stinky Beaver. The Stinky Drippy Fat Beaver. Mm-hmm. And on the left side is Billy Pearl's.
Pearls
Social Billy Club.
Yes.
Something like that.
It's Pearls.
Now, our neighbors go there. It seems nice.
And then that place.
A little trendy.
What was
me.
That place even called?
Echo Bravo.
Echo Bravo. I like that a lot.
Yeah. It's cool.
Hey, meet up at Echo Bravo. I liked that place that we went and did trivia that one time. They had great espresso martinis, but that's not an everyday bar.
Well, it was a little far, too.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Where was it? It's right there. Oh, that place. Yeah. I did like that place. Never mind.
Place was cool. The sampler was good. That's very chill because there's like one booth. And if you get it, you get it.
That's nice.
That is pretty
nice
cool.
To be the booth people.
And then those are kind of the top ones. I want to try the Keep next. We got to go to the Keep.
I really want to go to the Keep.
I haven't gone there yet.
The Keep is for fucking weirdos.
Yes.
It looks freaky as shit in there, and I love that. I really want to go
there bad.
And they have jazz bands play all the time.
Yeah, they do. It's very cool. So if you want your bar to be our bar, let us know.
Build a boy band of cereals.
We're going to fucking kill each other.
Why?
No, I don't think so. I think this is actually going to be our most brethren boy band yet.
You think so? Yes. You think we're in league here?
Yeah.
Something tells me at around three, we're going to diverge hard.
Mm.
I'm not thinking we're taking from each other, but I'm happy to support my brother.
Yeah.
Because I got very angry at you.
I was very upset. Sodas was dangerous. I need some camaraderie right now. We're doing Build a Boy Band of Cereals. And now you also get the mascot of the cereal.
So the mascot is who performs, mm-hmm. but you have to go by which cereal is the best.
Yes. Yes. So it's what cereal do I like the best? But then you also get them to perform.
You get the mascot.
So I believe I went last time first. So that means you are going first this time. And, you know, I wish you the best of luck.
And you as well.
Godspeed.
Lucky Charms.
Ah, you fucking son of a bitch. Already. You cocksucker.
I thought you were
It's a great pick. I'm furious.
It's my favorite cereal. By far.
Yeah,
it's mine. To 10.
No, it's mine.
It's also yours?
Yeah.
You stole Vanilla Coke from me, so I think this is only fair.
I did.
I love it so much. It's the flavor is
it's
amazing.
So good.
And then the milk tastes like dreams afterwards.
The milk is
it's so good.
Goddamn good afterward. That's what I base most of my favorite cereals off of.
How
is
does it
the
affect
milk
the milk
afterward?
That's my number two is
it's
totally
like, oh, do I get
that.
A nice little a sugary snack at the end? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. It's a great pick.
So yeah, my only thing about it is we know Lucky makes the marshmallows. Who makes the regular shit?
I don't know, dude.
Is Idiot Brother?
Probably.
It's kind of sad.
What is his idiot brother's name?
Unlucky. I don't know. It's dumb.
So, O'Malley.
O'Malley.
It's probably O'Malley.
O'Malley.
The alley cat.
He's an alley cat.
Do you know O'Malley the alley cat?
No.
Have you seen the Aristocats?
No.
You've never seen the Aristocats?
No.
Lucas, we got to watch the Aristocats.
I'm very down. I'd love to.
Okay, my pick? Oh, it's such a good. Okay, my first pick is going to be Frosted Flakes.
Okay, so I believe I can pick my number two. Very good pick. Frosted Flakes
I
are
love
amazing.
Frosted Flakes mainly because of the milk taste afterward.
See, I'm not as familiar. I know I like it, but I'm not as familiar.
It's
is it
very
a good,
good
taste?
Because basically by the end of your Frosted Flakes, you're just eating cornflakes and all the sugar has seeped into the milk.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
just drink the milk and
the
it
best
is
milk
sugary goodness.
Ever,
it's yep. amazing. And then also Tony the Tiger is a, you know, he's a front man. He is a man of
great stature.
Great stature. He's huge. Also, he's just a performer. He's a performer.
He wants,
you know, he brings down the house.
Yeah, he does. Everyone loves. He's
really
such a great hype man.
He's really into sports too, so he can relate to a bunch of different audiences. I like him a lot.
He's, dare I say it,
Frosted.
He's great.
Oh God, I hate you. All right, go ahead. Get your second pick in.
Okay, now. I didn't hear you mention this very highly earlier when we mentioned this idea.
Mm.
This is my clear number two.
Okay.
Reese's Puffs.
Mm. Great pick.
Thank you.
Fantastic pick.
Would you have picked this?
No, I don't think I would have.
Okay, good.
Well, I enjoy it. I do enjoy it a lot. I don't think I would have picked it because I had it too much.
I had it so much
like,
as a kid.
Oh my God.
So much, like constantly.
So much.
Every morning. I was eating Reese's Puffs.
Yeah, it was, but it was good. It was delicious.
It was really good.
I don't think I would have picked. If I would have picked it would have been later on.
Right, dude. It's one of those cereals that cuts the inside of your mouth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
it's about crunching. You're like, fuck it, and there's like, because you have such a big, anyway, milk flavor again.
Right.
And I think I think that's the X factor here for all of these cereals.
Yeah,
the milk flavor. After things have settled.
Yes.
You need to be able to slurp down that shit at the end.
Oh, I agree.
I want a broth.
Agree.
I want a cereal broth.
I'd like a cereal broth, please. I love that. That's really good.
Thank you.
So my second one's kind of a difficult decision because I'm really in between two of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of worried you might take the other one, but I'm going to go for it. It's a classic and I eat it all the time when I'm home because it's somehow always there. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That was my number three. No, that was a good, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. That's a great pick.
Well, I'm glad I did because then you would have taken
it. I would have taken it.
Sorry. My other one's technically still alive right now. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But also you get those little minion guys.
They're cute. They're, yeah, they're all great. Over the stage. Dude, those are your backup dancers.
They have the giant
baby.
Tongues. Yeah. They're eating, they eat each other. They're crazy.
Dude, they're fucking freaky.
They are
freaky little
nuts.
Tweaks.
They would make my boy band Motley Crue. That's what they would do.
That brings you that next level
right,
up.
Right, exactly.
So who are we working with for your boy band so far? Who are our mascots?
Tony the Tiger and the...
And these little guys.
Little Cinnamon Toast Crunch guys.
See, that's great. I love that. Yeah. I think they're great.
They're great background dancers, too.
Yeah, that's right. Great background dancers.
Yeah.
Tony, you know Tony's up front.
Oh, for
hello,
sure.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay. 100%. It was a bit more like Obama, but that's okay. Okay, so that was my number three. This...
Mm-hmm.
This answer is very adult of me,
but
I'm very sincere about this.
Okay.
Regular Cheerios.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, not Honey Nut.
Not Honey Nut.
Oh.
I like Honey Nut Cheerios. I prefer regular Cheerios. And I love them. I could eat
that's
them
crazy.
Every day.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
I think that's nuts.
I agree. I agree. When we're talking about sugar involved. Yeah. And this has none. It's a little strange.
It is a little strange.
I love a man. I can't get enough.
Damn, wow. That's impressive. You I know get the not... little B.
What?
You get the B.
I get the B.
Yeah.
And you got to love the B.
Well, I got to tell you, my third was going to be Honey Nut Cheerios, but I'm not going to take it.
Are you sure?
Because I can't take the B. You have the B. It's only one mascot.
Sorry.
So I'm going to have to go in.
It's a wasted Cheerio. Direction.
But that's a great pick.
Thank you. I think it's a classic, respectable pick.
Yeah. No, I agree. It is a classic. We're on the same wavelength. With almost all of these. Except for we wouldn't pick Frosted Flakes.
That's okay.
But, so am I on three right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch is a great,
I love
phenomenal
Captain
pick.
Crunch.
I was thinking about Captain Crunch earlier, and I was like, everybody who's like really into cereal loves Captain Crunch.
Yeah. It's really good, and I'll eat any of them. The peanut butter, regular, berry. I'll eat them all.
I've heard the berry's really good.
Berry is very good. They're all really good. I prefer the crunch. And also, Reese's Puffs is basically just peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, they're like the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you like that, you throw me a bone there.
For sure. Yeah. So
we should get some Captain Crunch because I want to try it.
We should. Ugh. Get all those like little ones, containers you'd buy.
Yeah, for like
cafeterias.
Yep. Oh, that'd be so good.
That'd be good.
I want that delicious. Now. We can get that at the bodega.
Yeah, we could, for sure. Look,
that's dinner, baby.
Once I pay off my $3,000.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
But that's a great pick. I think Captain Crunch. I watched a video about Captain Crunch about somebody searching for the exact type of Captain Crunch that they had when they were a kid. And it was a documentary and it was kind of phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, you can look at it. I think it's on YouTube.
That sounds pretty cool.
Okay, so I've done three.
Mm-hmm. I might have to start picking off of mascots.
All right.
There's some I'm forgetting.
Fruit Loops.
Mm, great pick.
Thank you.
Great one.
I love, love, love Fruit Loops. And I love that fucking toucan.
That toucan's
toucan.
He's a cool dude, but he's a little bitch.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I love about him. Love about him.
Yeah.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He's pretty annoying.
Mm.
And for no reason.
Yeah. He's but you kind of need that annoying guy.
It's better than his
he's
kids.
He's the Zane of your group.
Yeah, he'll leave early. But then somebody take him by his fucking beak.
Right. Beat him up. Yeah. That's a great pick.
Thank you.
I'm also in with two. I just remembered one. And I don't know if I want to take it though. It's one we didn't talk about earlier.
Take it, baby. Take her home.
But I don't know if I want it over this other one.
Save it for five.
I'm gonna save it for five. For four, I'm taking strictly because of the character. Because of the iconic line. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
I was gonna do tricks. That's such a good pick. For the tricks rabbit, he's your front man.
Yes.
100%.
Oh, for sure. Him and Tony might not get along. I'll say
it.
They'll get along.
I don't think they will, but I think that'll be really good for the news. Paparazzi are gonna love
it. It's gonna be great. There's gonna be a headline every single day that's like, Tony beats the shit out of Bunny backstage. Bunny sleeps with Tony's wife. You know, like, it's going to be really bad. But they're going to do great. And also, it's the most, I think, besides they're great, it's Silly Rabbit Tricks Are for Kids is the staple of our childhood.
Yeah.
We saw 100 commercials every day with that phrase in it.
Dude, I can't think of anything more iconic as far as cereals go.
Yeah. No, and maybe I don't want to give it away. No, I wouldn't take it anyway.
What?
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
That leads me to my number five, Rice Krispies.
Is that really your...
Yeah, that's my number five. That was going to be my number four, but Rice Krispies.
Wow.
I love Rice Krispies.
Just plain old Rice Krispies?
Plain old Rice Krispies.
Wow. I do love a Rice Krispie treat.
Something about the crunch. It's something about the...
Yeah. Versed
in the...
Yeah. It's the Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Dude, it's an experience.
Yeah.
To me, it's not as much about the... I like the flavor a lot.
Yeah. And it is. It's an experience. You're right.
Yeah.
And you get triplets.
That's a three for one right there.
Yeah.
Snap,
some
crackle,
Aryan
pop.
Triplets.
All right. What?
Some Aryan triplets.
Yeah. Yeah. They look like they're out of like a fairy tale, like a German fairy.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to be... So who am I rocking with? I'm rocking with... Lucky,
mm-hmm.
Lucky's dumb brother, who's going to be the manager.
Yeah.
There's no mascot for Reese's Puffs. None that are appropriate.
Yeah.
yeah.
You can have Will Arnett.
I'll take Will Arnett. Yeah. Okay. Will Arnett. And then Cheerios. I got my bee. I got the fucking bird. From Fruit Loops, and mm-hmm. I got my three guys. You know, it's not a great group.
Yeah.
It's not a great group to see
but
perform.
It's not bad.
But they're not bad. You know, maybe they get nominated for something.
Yeah.
Maybe, but they're not winning.
Yeah.
Yours could win. Yours could have a great debut album.
Could win.
Who's number five? Who will complete it?
I'm going with someone who... I feel like I don't have a violent guy.
Get violent.
I got to get a little violent.
Get wild.
A little smack, smack, a little bang, bang.
Yeah, get crazy.
But I'm going to say the first word. You're going to think I'm going a different direction. I'm not.
I like being wrong. Hit me.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles.
The Flintstones.
Great pick. Now, if you're talking milk.
Bam Bam's going to beat the fuck out of some
dude. Bam 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 is a horrible person.
Yes.
Bam Bam
he's the
fucks
worst.
Your shit
he just
up.
Wants to beat up people.
He will kill anybody. And it's incredible that nobody has died yet.
Right.
And they will.
Did you think I was going Puffs?
I thought you were going Puffs.
Yeah, because he's also Puffs. Crazy.
He is
cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
He is insane.
Yeah. But Cocoa he's Pebbles, nice that's the one I remembered. I was like, wait a minute, you get the Flintstones.
Yeah. Well, you that's actually get good. All of the Flintstones
yeah.
with this one. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, the whole family.
It's pretty
it's
good.
It's a family band. That's like
yeah,
Jackson 5. Basically.
It is. I'm killing. I got we both killed it, honestly. I have so I have Tony the Tiger. I have the little minions from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I have I have Trix Rabbit, but he's four. I have who's the other guy? Oh, Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Flintstones.
You got the dream team, baby.
Banger.
As far as mascots go, I think you've outdone me by far.
It was a banger. Yeah, you have better cereals, though. Like, I would have chosen Honey Nut Cheerios, but I would have chosen that. I would have chosen Lucky Charms.
Right. Yeah, I kind of got in your way there.
Yeah. What was your fourth one again?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops is a great one. Toucan's phenomenal. But honestly, I'm glad I got, honestly, a bunch of mine that I really do enjoy. So, that was good. That was a great build. Some honorable mentions, maybe.
Yeah.
I was talking about this earlier. The honeycomb crazy. The kids turn into these freaks. They just go eat everything. It's crazy.
I just found out about them.
Yeah,
too.
They're insane.
That I love that
honeycomb. That's what they do.
Do that again.
Honeycomb. That's what they do. and then the Cookie Crisps wolf.
Yeah, I like the wolf.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie.
Nothing is more iconic than cereal characters.
Yeah, I don't know why. All of them are fantastic.
Yeah, they're all, why are, like, they were so prevalent in our childhoods.
What happened?
I don't know, man. We stopped watching cable, I guess. I don't know if they still make commercials for cereals anymore. I know they do for Honey Nut Cheerios because of the cholesterol shit. But like,
kids don't watch
that,
TV.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's crazy.
What's that going to be like?
I don't know. What if we get to an age where people are like, what is Lucky Charms?
Don't do that.
I won't do it.
I'm going to start crying.
I won't do it to you right now.
We got to get some, get cereal. We got to get some cereal.
Do you have any other honorable mentions?
Yes. Kix.
Oh, I forgot about Kix.
I love Kix.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a mascot, though.
I don't think they do either.
And that was the only one we didn't mention that I wrote down. I wrote down 11.
You wrote down 11?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just in case.
Yeah, I wrote down a lot, too, actually. Honestly, you took most of them.
That's the thing. You got to be prepared.
Yeah. We went through the only ones that I have that we didn't pick are the Honeycomb Crazy People and then the Cocoa Puffs. Everything else was picked.
That's pretty good.
That's crazy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And
brother. You're my brother.
Well, because like I was also picking specifically because of mascots. I do love Honey Bunches of Oats.
Never had it.
I really enjoy Honey Bunches of Oats.
Sounds good.
I hate Special K. I mean, if you picked Special K, who would you get? Like what, Jennifer Aniston or something? Like who's their spokesperson? I don't know.
I think like a cloud.
Yeah.
Just air.
The little Frosted Mini Wheats, Mini Wheat guys, those are kind of cool.
I like those guys. I like Frosted Mini Wheats. I think
sometimes they're too much.
I think they're trying too hard.
Yeah.
And something just
Michael said if you did Wheaties, you could just get any celebrity you want.
Yeah.
any sports.
Which is smart.
Any athlete. But yeah, so those are good boy bands. Hell yes.
Good job, team.
Wonderful.
Good job.
Well, thank you all for listening. Subscribe. Let us know if you want us to eat a specific kind of cheese, but you have to be willing to send it to us. And we will start eating cheese soon. Once we hit 200, we'll do our first batch. So get us to, or once we hit 200, we'll do our first batch. So get us there. 15 more. Thank you so much for the support. And we're killing it. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.